Another incident and another protest. Series of attacks jolted the Pakistani nation as over 100 people, most of them Shia Muslims, were killed in multiple explosions. After the deadly bomb blast in Quetta, people have once again gathered here to protest over the ongoing violence in the country. The blasts were among the nationwide attacks that left scores of people dead on Thursday. Blast rocked the northwestern Swat Valley and the southwestern city of Quetta, whereas in the port city of Karachi, many killed due to the gun violence.
Thursday's violence clearly shows that the attacks are not just limited to Shia community, but they are attacking Sunni Muslims too. And these terrorists are destabilizing the country. These banned outfits are working right under the noses of the governments, but they are purposely turning a blind eye to these atrocities.
A pro-Taliban banned outfit has claimed responsibility for the blast in a Shia neighborhood in Quetta. This, while the Baloch separatists have claimed responsibility for an earlier attack on security forces.
We are not expecting anything from the present government. They are incompetent and cannot cope up with the issue of law and order in the country. We are demanding the international community to take notice of these atrocities against the Shia Muslims in Pakistan. The law enforcement agencies have failed completely to protect citizens.
According to Majlis Wahdat-e-Muslimin, a Shia organization, over 500 Shia Muslims were targeted in 2012 alone. Many experts here say that Pakistan needs a clear-cut policy to root out ever-roving militancy and extremism, and unless that is achieved, there is no end in sight to violence in the country. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.